By the year 2020, nearly one of 10 Delaware public school students are expected to spend half their day learning in a foreign language. One of the nation's most ambitious language immersion expansion plans. But to pull it off, the state needs dozens of specially qualified teachers, and finding them won't be easy. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman Arendt reports.
Ben Tuck wasn't always a coveted teaching candidate. In the beginning, actually, he was just a kid who liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That led to a fascination with the martial arts, and that, from there, led to me being fascinated with Chinese philosophy and Oriental philosophy. And
which led to taking Mandarin Chinese in college, which led to here. Tuck and three colleagues are driving through central Delaware en route to a local kindergarten. They're all fluent in Mandarin, and they're all studying to be teachers at the University of Maryland. The Delaware Department of Education invited them up for a week of observation, put them up at a local hotel, and gave them the hard sell. Come work in Delaware. We need you.
Hello. How are you? This is our Chinese immersion hallway.
Christina Loyes is an administrator at the Caesar Rodney School District, which is just south of Dover. Today, she's doubling as a tour guide.
When we're in the immersion rooms, we can't talk in English, but you can also pop in and just kind of see.
Indeed, it is a sight. Dozens of excited kindergartners responding to their teacher in what sounds, at least to this outsider, like pretty darn good Chinese. If all goes as planned, these kids will spend half their day learning multiple subjects in Mandarin Chinese all the way through 8th grade. By the time they begin high school, Delaware expects them to be ready for the advanced placement exam. As Gregory Fulkerson explains, this type of language education, known as immersion, is considered the gold standard.
We know from research there's really no other way in our public school system that can really give the kids the advanced level language of proficiency than if you have an immersion program. And what that means is really starting with learning content through the language.
Fulkerson oversees world languages and international education at the Delaware Department of Education, and that content part he mentioned is key. Immersion students don't just learn Chinese. They learn math and science in the language. That gives them a big linguistic edge, but it also means the teachers nurturing them need a different set of skills than the typical language instructor.
There are very few programs in the whole country that produce immersion teachers the way that we need them, who have the elementary pedagogy, who have the language skills, and who know how to teach in an immersion setting. So we still don't have a great immersion pipeline yet.
As a stopgap, Delaware has turned overseas. Fulkerson has made multiple trips to China in search of potential hires, and Delaware also has an agreement with the education ministry in Spain that allows them to import Spanish elementary school teachers. Then there's the students from the University of Maryland. They won't actually be ready to teach until 2016, but Delaware is already courting them.
We want them to feel like this is the place they want to be. They want to be in Delaware. They want to live here. They want to work in our schools. They want to make sure that our students are the best in the world. And, you know, that's what we're investing in.
Delaware isn't the only place making that investment. Immersion education has caught on in places like Utah, D.C., and New York City. And although the model has been around for decades, it's enjoying a renaissance as many states start to see the economic value of a bilingual workforce. Tara Fortune, the immersion program director at the University of Minnesota's Center for Advanced Research on Learning Acquisition, explains.
There's the domino effect in place right now, which is if your neighbor starts increasing the number of potentially bilingual employees, right, then your state becomes more vulnerable.
The result is a booming demand with precious little teacher supply. Since foreign language is more frequently taught in middle and high schools, few language teachers have the training needed to work with young students.
The staffing problem or the staffing challenge is decades old. And now that the programs are growing, I think the greatest concern nationally is maintaining well-implemented programs, because you cannot maintain well-implemented programs without highly skilled educators.
The University of Minnesota is among a small handful of schools that offer an immersion certification for aspiring teachers. Fortune hopes that number will grow. Until then, many districts will vie for candidates like Ben Tuck, those who have the language skills needed to teach immersion and the enthusiasm to learn how. And that leaves Delaware finding teachers wherever possible and molding them whenever necessary. From the Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.